From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Investigators are scrambling to find out who planted a bomb that rocked a bustling New York City neighborhood, and they're trying to find out why. They're scouring shrapnel, forensic traces, and surveillance video for any link to an unexploded pressure cooker device found a few blocks away. There seem to be more questions than answers hours after the Saturday night blast that injured 29 people in Manhattan. All of them have since been released from the hospital. More now from VOA's Isha Sarai in New York.
I've seen a few people on Twitter and a few witnesses here say they think it might have been in a trash can. Also seen a report saying they thought it was an IED. I think, you know, a possible reason some people have been saying trash can is because there was a pipe bomb that exploded in the trash can in Jersey earlier this morning. But again, I'm not quite close enough to see, but there doesn't look like there's any extensive damage to buildings, so it seems unlikely that it was inside.
A pipe bomb explosion in Seaside Park, New Jersey, before a charity race to benefit Marines and sailors earlier Saturday, did not appear to be connected to the Manhattan bombing, according to officials. That race was canceled. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, who toured the site of the blast in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood, said there didn't appear to be any link to international terrorism. Elsewhere in the U.S., an FBI official says a Minnesota mall attack that wounded 9 people is being investigated as possible terrorism. They are still waiting to investigate further, but ISIS has claimed that it was an inspired attack from their behalf. You're listening to VOA News.